Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to discuss the apartment market.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investment.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Let's talk a little bit about apartments, your favorite subject, Bob. What's going on in the apartment market locally?
It's interesting. With the virus, with the University of Oregon not having necessarily all of the classes being in-person, in-classroom classes, which would suggest that a student could be taking University of Oregon courses from their home in wherever, Sweet Home, Sacramento, or Hong Kong. It's interesting that the apartment market has sustained a modest hit vacancy-wise. And of course, if you measured the health of an apartment complex, how full is it? And we typically talk about how vacant is it, because that's the little number. Rather than talk about 96% occupied, we talk about 4% vacant and so forth.
So the market here has taken a hit. There is a little more vacancy due to this climate?
Yes. It's interesting. I've got statistics that for studio units, one bedroom, one bath, two bedroom, one bath, two bedroom, two bath, two bedroom twins, three-bedroom, one-bath, and three-bedroom, two-bath. And in our area, there were 5,205 units surveyed for the report that I have in hand, which is roughly a 25% sampling.
Which is a big sampling. That's great. So yeah. What was the finding of vacancy?
Our overall vacancy factor stands at 4.05%, which is up a bit from where it was a year ago. In fact, we were getting to a point where the vacancy factor was very, very low. But of course, you've got China virus that has put us in a position where some people are staying away, not occupying an apartment complex, and yet taking U of O classes and so forth.
Is 4% vacancy a crisis, or is it normal?
A number of years ago, when I first got into real estate, 1968, HUD came across with a statistic that was the national standard of occupancy, and they said that a 5% vacancy factor was normal.
Okay.
And we've seen stuff down around 1.5% and 2%.
More on apartments next program. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.